I've said this before, sometimes just pausing and thinking about like where you were at one point in life to where you are now, like just remembering those moments, like, okay, because I think that puts you back into perspective on what you're, you know, whatever you're trying to focus to fix or, you know, accomplish in your life. Like, sure. You see that, you're like, okay. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
And yeah, it's fucking
Sunday.
Nasty weather last week. This week it's fucking warm and
it's raining. We're all the snow is like melting away.
Bro, my yard is I went clean dog shit yesterday because I haven't I've been home, but I haven't been able to, you know, the snow's been on the ground, all that
right,
shit.
Right.
So I've been able to like scoop that up. So yesterday I was like, oh, all right, I'll go out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I start scooping and it was
so gross.
It was gross because it was
so gross.
So much. Usually I did it like once a week or so.
Yep.
Or every other week. But anyway, my yard was so fucking soggy.
Mm-hmm. Just, I know.
I almost slipped. I was like, I would have been so bad if
my
I fucking
entire
slipped.
Backyard looks like dog poop. Because there's an area where real grass doesn't grow, but like weed grass grows. And during the winter, it's totally gone. So it's just mud everywhere. It's disgusting.
Weed grass looks kind of cool when it's in the spring, though.
Yeah, weed grass looks pretty cool.
You ever smoked that weed grass?
I tried it once. Didn't work very well.
Yeah, it was great.
No, but it's, yeah, man.
It's very harsh.
The dogs are pooping everywhere. We've got, so the pool's like right outside of the house. So, you know, there's like all the concrete there. So they have to run like, 40 feet or whatever?
Yeah.
Just to get to the yard. So there is like shit everywhere. They're just going.
At least on there you can see
leaves and stuff. But like I was bad this year. We were working on the inside of the house. Like last year I was really good at getting the leaves up. I was great at getting them up in the front yard. Never got around to the back.
Doing that's leaves rough. Is annoying.
That's gonna be rough. They're all wet and mushy and gross and like, oh man, I should have gotten
it's gonna make out a there. Make rough next when the spring hits.
Yeah, and then they just like they're pooping on it. You know, it's like poopy wet leaves. Sorry guys. That's a picture
so
for
poop.
You.
Yeah.
That's natural right there.
It's all like, natural.
So gross. Oh.
That would be gross.
Yeah, Matt came over yesterday. We were hanging out. We had like I said, every once in a while we have cigars, so we sat out there with a cigar and
oh, that's cool.
It's like, don't look too close. Brother, yeah. We have a.
Did you guys just sit out here?
Yeah, we were out on the little round table.
Yeah.
There, and there were leaves everywhere, and they were all mushy and shit. So I took I have a half broken snow shovel. It's got like a crack right up the middle.
Okay,
but it still works well.
Yeah.
I use that to scoop leaves. Have you ever picked up leaves with a snow shovel?
Yeah, actually, when you had mentioned it to me before.
Oh, yeah.
So I've done that a few times.
It's an old trick of mine. If you have a snow shovel that you don't use all the time, great for picking up leaves. You get you get a ton of leaves.
Yeah, it's good for the wet ones, too, for me.
Yeah, especially if it's on that hard stuff, like concrete.
Yeah, you probably have like a nice little rhythm down.
Oh, I do. It's great.
Mine's I use a rake.
Yeah.
And then I'll just,
you just rake that on there. It's kind of like the rake dog. It's like the pooper scooper.
I do big old leafy tongs for like salad.
Oh, that's another
one,
too.
That's what
I kind of
do. That's pretty much what I do with my rake.
We have a dog pooper scooper that's like that. You just like you open it up and then it's kind of you feel like you're like operating a backhoe or something. You just stick it down and like pull it and then you pull them up and move over. And you got to do it. Like you just got to rotate your hips so you feel like you're operating one, kind of jerk it around every once in a while. Feels amazing.
I just have a scooper and a rake. It's a small little thing. Uh-huh. That works pretty good. I've been using that.
Yeah, it's like your pooper scooper, you know?
The teeth are falling off on the rakes.
That's tough, but are they metal or are they plastic?
These ones are plastic.
Yeah.
The scooper itself is a metal, man. But it was like with my house. It was hard.
I'll tell you, I've been pretty calm this year, pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Like I feel like things are pretty in control compared to like where I was a year ago. But man,
for sure.
I was raking leaves and I forget why. I think the wind started to blow or something. And then we have an outdoor light that's supposed to be on all the time, but something's going wrong with it. Uh-huh. Like I think the bulb might be going bad or something. Cause like every 5 minutes light turns off and it gets real dark. And then it pops back on. So I'm
it's
out
all
there.
Creepy.
It was like early on. It was like, like late October or something. And it was getting dark. So It was like, it was pitch black, 4:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
And I'm out there raking up these leaves with like my big plastic rake.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where
yeah,
really get
yeah,
the leaves.
Yeah.
And something happened, man. And I got kind of mad. That rake exploded. I don't know what happened. It just blew up. Was all over the place.
I've had that happen.
I remember what happened. I had it in my hand. All of a sudden, they're like, it didn't do something it's supposed to do. And all of a sudden, it was everywhere.
I've had that moment of my rake's done that, actually. It did that, I think, this year, too, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it was a rough year for rakes, just in general. There was a lot of leaves, and they fell weird, too.
Like, God damn it.
This year, I don't know how it was in the rest of the country.
That's what happened to my driver, too.
Kind of just exploded. Yeah, what happened?
Don't know what happened.
Dude, I think I've said this before, but I was at the end of one of the school years. It was like the first year I taught, so I was very ready for summer. For summer. And I met my dad at the driving range, and I was using his clubs because I didn't have any with me at that time. I was I ran out there.
That is so cool because you're right-handed that you could do that.
Yeah, I can just borrow my dad's.
I can never borrow anybody's.
And look, left-hander. They're out there. I had a good friend in college was a left-handed golfer.
Oh, good.
If you met him in Bellingham, his
clubs. I know you.
Hey, Nick. I know you.
I know. His name is Nick.
Yeah. Oh, Nick Larson. He's good easy. Guy. I think he's like a
neurosurgeon.
He's a neurosurgeon now.
Yeah.
He when he first left college, I think he was like doing like house appraisals and stuff.
Oh, that's
I don't
cool.
know if he's still doing that or not, but he was a funny guy. He was a hoot and a half.
Nicks are funny. Yeah. My buddy Nick's pretty
there's
funny.
There's something about Nicks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's the name. Like how do you not like a Nick?
Yeah.
You
know? Nick, my friend Nick, he's I don't know. I kind of look at him like a big brother in a way.
Yeah.
The way that's how I kind of look up to him. Like he's very put together.
Sure.
Nick's like a good adult.
Yeah.
He's put together.
He lets you play with him sometimes and then.
Like it just seems like he has his shit together. Like mentally, sure. Like his how. Like it just. You're like, you know,
that's what I strive to be.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, because you see that and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Really, like you, really like that's that you how you are. Me and you're like.
No, you're the same way. You guys have this patience about you.
Oh, you're so nice. You're kind. Yeah. Thank you.
Which
thank
I'm
you.
Trying to get there, actually.
Yeah. I'm patient. Even when I'm destroying my rake, I'm very, very patient.
We all have our moments of mess ups because I know I'm fucking, I've destroyed.
I think that rake was just ready to go, but.
Oh, I took out a shovel.
Oh, okay.
Something happened too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a shovel and it was just recently, actually.
Poor yard implements. Like, they know. Oh, they got to build those things stronger because, I mean, come on. When you're going to get
it was
pissed,
a fiberglass.
You're working hard.
It was fiberglass.
Dude, they don't last. I had fiberglass the day I bought it, and I wasn't being hard with it either.
Yeah.
I was just normal digging, but apparently.
You know, to come think about it, I don't even know what I was fucking pissed off about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's me and the rake. I don't know.
To be honest with you,
I don't remember now.
Trying to remember.
I was in that red rage, you know?
Yeah, I was so angry.
Just in that moment, I was like, just me and the rake.
Yeah, I don't know what I.
One of us is going to die. It's not going to be me.
I don't know what happened. But
I don't know.
Anyway, but you were saying you and your dad went to the driving range.
Yeah. Back to the story. So we went to the driving range and I was borrowing his clubs. I think I had like his 7-iron or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hitting balls. Oh, shut up. I was hitting balls and stuff. And all of a sudden, the head of his club went flying off. Like 30 feet out there into the driving range. I was like. He's like, well, it happens. I'm like, when? When does that just
Do
happen?
You remember when me and you were at the golf land?
Yeah.
And we were hitting balls right there before we went golfing. And that happened to one of my.
Yeah, that's right. It does happen. That's twice in my life I've seen that happen. You got to be careful.
And it was the funniest thing because the head of my club went further than the ball in that moment. I was like, oh, shit, that fucking flew. It was wild. But, no, you were saying something like you feel good as opposed to this last year. And we kind of talked about that.
Yeah, no, it's like
we were kind of talking about that yesterday.
I get nervous because it's like, you feel great. And then like sometimes you cannot feel great.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of worried that's going to like flop again. But I'm so riding a high.
Yeah, you feel like that other shoe's going to drop.
Yeah, because I've been there. Like last year I felt really good in the fall. And then I just kind of hit that point.
Yeah, yeah, I know because like lately I've been feeling like you said, like I have been riding this high and it's not because I do that, but it was just I've been riding that and I've been feeling like just good,
Yeah.
It is that I have these moments of, like you know, I'll feel weird, but it's not like it used to be where it's just like getting me down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So having those moments where they drop, like, that's what I keep waiting for.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not
to. Right. Cause it's like, then you're looking for the wrong thing.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, like, when I know something like taxes are coming, or like, I know something's coming, I'm like, okay, I'm already preparing myself for it. So I'm not like, oh my
God. Yeah. Right.
I need to prepare the wife for it.
Let me tell you. Yeah. I feel like I owe a little bit of an apology. I kind of went off on taxes last year. That was kind of our fault.
Yeah.
It's like, it was everybody else's fault last year. Yeah, we found out Blanca wasn't putting enough away for taxes, so we fixed that problem.
But, you know, that sucks, though, because you think when you're working for a place and you get the
right,
was she claiming zero, doing all that?
I don't remember if she was.
Oh, but I know
she claimed differently in the beginning than I did. Mm. So I was taking like a boatload out for taxes, but she wasn't. And so when it came, we didn't realize that, because you know, you don't look at your HR forms again,
dude. That's my issue. Is mine, I need to fix,
right?
You know what I mean? Especially, yeah, I need to fix that.
Well, when you get into a different tax bracket, everything changes, and you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. This doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in a different tax bracket.
You probably are, bro. Like,
I don't know. I hope not.
This man does well. This guy's a man among men. He's not like rich. Like, don't go try to rob him or anything. No, but he's doing well. You should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah, I got. You know, I don't. It's funny. Me and Elise were just having this conversation. Yeah. I told her, like, you know, it's kind of cool, because I was thinking, I was like, you know, look at where we are.
Right.
Like, look at what we've built.
Right.
You know, we might not have our like shit together all the time.
Sure.
But like, and we, you know, you feel low, but then I was like looking at what, you know, I was like, damn, we got a house, got a good family, you know, roof, kids are, everybody's fed, you know, like, I'm not worrying if I'm like, you know, card's going to decline here and there.
Right.
You know, funds can be low sometimes, but it's like,
sure,
it's never those moments of scare that it used to be.
Yeah. And yeah. Right. Right.
Like, just some, I don't know. I've said this before. Sometimes just pausing and thinking about like,
yeah,
where you were at one point in life to where you are now.
Yeah.
Like, and seeing that and just remembering those moments, like, okay. Cause that, I think that puts you back into perspective on what you're, you know, whatever you're trying to focus to fix or, you know, accomplish in your life. Like,
sure.
You see that, you're like, okay. You know, that's like almost a motivating factor where it's like, okay, I'm ready to.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm ready to keep going. Let's do this. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, actually, on the way back from Costco.
Nice, Costco. Love that place. No, we went on a weeknight. Way better.
Yeah, it's still busy. But yeah,
still busy, but like not the same, you know?
We haven't done a weeknight, like a weeknight shopping trip in a while, because Alicia gets home around 6:15.
Yeah.
6:20 every night.
Yeah, I forget why we needed to go that night. There was something that we needed that was a Costco purchase.
But like, I like night shopping.
Oh, I think it was dog food.
Oh, yeah.
We get tired of spending a fortune on dog food. The Kirkland stuff is pretty good.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there for free, Kirkland.
You want to sponsor these guys right here.
Their dog food, great dog food.
Yeah.
So we buy it, and it's like way cheaper than going other places. I'm not knocking other places. We buy from other places a lot, but
yeah.
You can go to Costco and get it. It's like, it's a little cheaper. But you're going to feel like you survived World War II walking out of there. There's people everywhere.
Dude, it's Costco's a
nightmare.
When we went yesterday, it was, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's like high.
The worst time.
High time right there. The worst, you know what I mean?
You're like sardines getting packed in.
Dude, you know, and you know, this is kind of going back to how we've been feeling lately.
Yeah.
Is before, like when it came to parking, I hate trying to find. I'll park anywhere.
Right.
But I know Alicia, like, she doesn't like close, but she doesn't also don't want to. No one wants to walk a mile.
Oh, I park as far away as possible. I truly do.
But like, I don't get as annoyed waiting for parking. Like before, one thing that kind of bugs me, but I don't get annoyed like I was before. That's where I know something's changed. It's like,
yeah.
I'm just waiting for someone to back out.
Sure.
Sure, they're taking fucking 40 minutes after they get back in their
car. What is it with that?
And they don't fucking just hurry the fuck up and back up.
Once I'm in the car, we're moving. Unless I know cars are coming.
No, you need to know.
Yeah.
There's a rule that every person should know. Just as soon as you get in your car, you're out of that
your
parking spot quick, because that place is nonstop.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. So there's been times where I'm like sitting there.
But they sit there and they go through things. It's like you're waiting for somebody at the bank. You ever done that? You're going through the ATM.
You should see me and Elise here are kind of like, we're kind of like a machine out there. Yeah. We both have we know our role. We have a role when we scan food and when we put groceries away and when we like put the card away. We know we have like a
nice
things word. Are happening. It's just fluid. Boom. Yeah.
That's when you know that you've been together long enough. Yeah. When everything
we don't even just say nothing. We just know.
And then that one thing goes weird and then everyone's off. You're just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It does not compute.
What's going on? Yeah, it does not compute. I don't know what I'm doing.
Kind of like AI, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, we were talking about AI earlier, man.
So I was listening to I was listening to the Bad Friends podcast.
Yeah.
And they had I cannot remember. Also, it was Will Sasso.
Okay, yeah.
You remember him from?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
So he was on there.
He's in Loudermilk, too. We just started watching Loudermilk. I'm a little late to the game on that one, but.
Yeah, I think that might be his podcast. Is that one his?
Well, Loudermilk's a show.
Oh, yeah.
But he's in that. Will Sasso's funny.
he was hilarious, right?
You ever see skit that he did when he was Tony Soprano? I think it was still on Mad TV. It was like The Sopranos on Fox or something.
Oh, shit.
And the whole thing was just like bleeps. Like the entire thing. He'd get like three words in and it was all bleeps. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Bobby Lee like talks like really highly of Will Sasso.
Yeah, sure.
Like it's, you know, they've been friends for whatever.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
But man. I guess like it just even outside.
I act like I know him. He's a fun guy, he's man. Guy. Will Sasso and me, we just were hanging out. Will? Yeah, Big Willie. Yeah, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I wish.
I just want one celebrity friend.
Isn't it weird how we call celebrities by their first and last name?
Yeah. You know Will Sasso?
You know Will Ferrell?
Hey, I know. We just talking, hey, you know Jesse Barber? I was talking to Jesse Barber yesterday.
How weird is that?
Yeah, we were talking about going golfing.
Yeah, Tom Parham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend Tom Parham.
Yeah. Like, it almost sounds like condescending if you say it about regular people, doesn't it? Like, so Tom Parham over there.
Asshole.
If you're famous.
Famous,
like, it's up. Not Will Arnett. I was talking to is Will Sasso. I guess
I got the wrong name.
But Will Arnett would be fun to hang out with too.
Will Arnett seems funny. Yeah, I love his Batman. He has a great Batman voice.
He does.
But no AI. So,
I was
listening to that podcast and it had Will Sasso and it had I can't remember the other guy. So if you ever hear this, I'm sorry.
Dude, I'm sure you have a great first and last name together. It'll come to you.
The episode was great, and the guy was very well spoken, and he knew a lot about AI. But it was crazy how he started talking.
He wasn't like a celebrity. He was like an AI expert kind of thing.
He's on a podcast with Will Sasso. He's his sidekick, you know, guy? Like they're like the co-host sidekick.
Oh, okay.
So sidekick. I don't know
which one of us is the sidekick.
I don't know if we have deal. One. We're co-hosts. You know, there's not a Batman and Robin.
Right.
I think that's why I was thinking about it. I'm like sidekick.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I'd be the sidekick.
I am black. You are in red. There we go.
Oh yeah. There we go.
We did not do that on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway.
But no, he was like talking about how like, you know, the generate, there's so much AI is going to kind of take over things like their podcast, I guess, is generated by AI. So it'll come up with questions for them. It'll do all this stuff. It'll time. Okay. You know, talk about talk about this at, you know, this minute, you know, 18 minute mark. Talk about
it's crazy.
You know, it's like, it's embedded into that stuff. So that we need to do that
AI and this stuff. And
he was talking about AI and how like, you know, just like with, you know, like there's like, you know, streamers out there. There's a rapper, famous rapper, who's an AI person, and people are like, you know, had millions of followers, but it's not a real person.
You said AI person, so like they're becoming people.
Well, when you see them on the videos, they look.
It looks like an image of a person.
Yeah.
It makes music like a person,
and it's very weird.
I don't know about that one.
Isn't that crazy? You know,
there's some things out there in life.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's like, kind of wild.
So we've talked about the bad side of AI.
Yeah.
And I think there's definitely a good side of AI.
There definitely
is. There's definitely applications where AI is like awesome. Like there's this new, we just heard from our tech guy at work. There's like some AI that's like teacher specific, which I'm like, that's amazing. Because like if they could automate the BS parts of my job, like
make it easier.
Like just like grading certain things, or it's like I just need the number. I don't need to see. Like sometimes it's nice to see the details, so you know.
Yeah.
But like there's
things.
Those wasted time things in your job. Like that would be great. But taking jobs, like you know, we need people doing rap. We don't need computers doing rap. Like obviously they're gonna out rap us. Well, they have algorithms for everything.
Well, there's there's actually a and I might be wrong, but there's this song by his name's Cordae and Juice WRLD. And Juice WRLD's part apparently is AI generated in the rap. But when you hear it, you can't. It sounds like him.
It's so weird. Like, what?
How crazy is that?
Wouldn't that be funny if an AI rapped about a computer's experience in life?
Like, right, I mean, just the hard just,
like,
parts.
Taking all like
living my 8-bit life.
Yeah, you know, like it goes to the internet, scans, it's like, oh, bitches and hoes. And instead of that, it's like, oh, obsolete technology. Yeah. Like it's all
hard drives and RAM.
It's all sad about how someday it's gonna be obsolete and the world's gonna move it by. And you know,
the newer like chips are coming out. I'm just this old chip.
I'm a gateway PC.
Gateway, gateway's gone.
You know, like in 2023.
He was bought at Circuit City.
Yeah, bought at Circuit City. Look at me.
Circuit City gone.
My brother worked at Circuit City and he left it. And like within that year, they went under. So we have a theory that if he stayed.
If your brother would have stayed,
he would have stayed. He was basically working for free. Thanks. He was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, he was like living with parents and stuff. So he's like, at one time I had like 8 checks just sitting around. He needed the cash. Like, he's like, they're like $80 a piece.
Dude, there's a guy we worked with, me and Gabe, at the fence company. And he was kind of the same way. He lived with his grandma or his mom or something.
Really care. didn't need money.
No. Like he would have like months of checks just like piled up, like nothing.
Hey guys, if you're young and you're doing that, just know that the sooner you get that money into an account or invest in something, the more money you're going to actually make off that money. So don't just like put checks laying around. Actually do something with your money.
Yeah, because eventually after a few months, those checks actually...
Yeah,
if you ever look on the check, it says void after 90 days.
You have to go back to your employer and ask them to reissue your check, which they probably have to do. But
one thing I it's funny you say, I actually do that because I get a cut a check when I do my mileage.
Yeah.
So I get cut a check instead of getting direct deposit. Yeah. And so a lot of times I hold on to the check.
Sure.
Because like I'm like, okay, for me, it's a savings thing.
Look, that's different. If you feel like you need to set money aside.
Yeah, yeah. That was my instead of like.
What you might think about doing though is opening a specific account in a specific bank that you put it in. But although the interest on a bank is like, you're going to get 5 cents a year. So I don't know.
No, but that this one I'm trying to figure out what I want to do.
That was my mindset on taxes. Like I know because we talked like last night. There's school of thoughts. Like I want as much money as I can have now because it's worth more now. But then my school of thoughts always been, if I had it now, I'm probably more likely to spend it now.
Yeah.
Whereas later on, if I get it back in one chunk, I have a lot of money to either work with.
Yeah.
Or money to like. Put away.
Yeah.
So I like that was my theory was like I'd rather get money back at the end than suddenly have to like pay more than I may not.
Yeah,
have.
And that's where but I'm like gotta see is like hard. If it's better if it benefits me like financially
right
by doing how I am
right
you know
right
like actually having to pay back. I don't know.
You just have to be careful because
it feels like you're constantly paying throughout the year. So it's like almost more money. Yeah. So
and their interest isn't cheap. So
No. Yeah. So I'll probably switch out. Get it
one way or another.
Oh, I know. Hey, thanks for the house.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. But getting back, you know, actually kind of going to AI.
Yeah.
Would that be because you were talking about video games. And before we get into that, I was going to just tie into like. Taxes. Do you think there will be ever a point where AI will just generate and do our taxes like automatic?
It sure
like,
could. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like it just already knows everything we've paid.
If you use like QuickBooks or whatever,
you know what
like,
I mean?
I mean, TurboTax or any of that. Isn't that pretty much what it is? Just you're the AI putting it in. Like it's just entering numbers. So like
it's easy.
You could take a picture and the AI would just be like, oh yeah.
Well, even that, or you just put in your like social number or whatever you do and it just pulls all that.
It could.
Because I know when I do TurboTax online and stuff, like it already pulls all my works information.
Right.
Like I haven't had a paper W form in forever. Yeah, I don't need one.
Yeah, we have them. We have the paper ones, but Blanca pretty much does it. That's cool. Like she handles taxes for us. That's pretty neat. But
yeah, that's what I do. I do the taxes at the house.
I don't like taxes and it's like numbers and stuff, but
I don't have a lot to like.
Yeah, we don't have it's so difficult. Easy. I mean,
it's easy. So like, it's not like I got a special mortgage. So even when I have that on there, it's like,
Right. And now that our podcast is doing so popular, our finances are about to get real.
We're going to be just rolling in money. It's going to suck.
IRS, we are just kidding. We are significantly in the hole.
They should know because know everything.
This is fun. We do this for fun.
They have the algorithm. They can look online on us.
Seriously.
Yeah, but Tom, yeah. So we were kind of talking about AI yesterday a little bit because he came over, brought Elliot over and, JJ and them were hanging out. And you were talking about video games, AI and video games. That would be actually pretty
cool. I was like, and you brought up and just exactly the angle I was thinking is like with the NPCs, right?
Yeah.
And I think, like I've said, like Rockstar, I think I've heard, and I never know what's true and what's not true, but it just seems so accurate to where we're probably going to be in a couple of years when this game drops.
Yeah.
GTA 6, I believe it was from Rockstar, said AI will play a role and will change gaming in GTA 6. So my thought is that it's going to have AI built in for like NPCs where their actions and their words are more specific to the circumstances that are happening in
these. And I wonder how the city would interact. You know what I'm
Seriously,
saying? Like the driving.
Right.
When you're driving like your car.
If you have an NPC that is actually getting to the grocery store.
Yeah. Well,
if you got to the point where you had functioning stores that they're going to,
that'd be
cool.
There's
a 13-year-old kid walking down the street. What is a 13-year-old kid doing?
And do you think they're going to put kids in there?
GTA?
GTA, bro.
I hope so. That'd
You'd be
funny,
just
man.
Blasting kids. you know what I mean?
I'm trying to think.
Have you ever seen kids in that show? I've never seen kids.
I've never paid attention.
I've never seen kids. But I think it's because you can.
Yeah, you can mow people.
It's not cool to mow down kids.
I mean, but they're fake. You know? I want this shit to be real, though. No, I guess, yeah. No, I don't think I have. I remember when GTA 4 came out. It was when the graphics just got good enough.
Yeah.
That I remember thinking man, this looks real.
But now with AI generated, can you imagine the faces will be there's going to be a point where it's going to look like people.
Well, and I know too,
you know what I mean?
From the trailer itself, you look and there's a lot of Instagram type stuff. It's not Instagram, but it's whatever they're making. There's cell phone footage where things are happening. I think part of the AI is going to be you're committing crimes and people are filming you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the cops know where you are based on what people are filming, all that kind of crap.
I wonder if they're going to tie into streaming.
Yeah. There's this shot of this older woman and she looks very Florida-ish, you know? Mm. You've seen Florida, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got a baseball bat in her hand. She's like, what the fuck are you looking at? Or something like that. And it's she's being filmed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's definitely elements there. So I'm just so curious what AI is going to be in video games and how it's going to change the game.
It's going to change.
Because I can never do this. So I'm telling you, people, I want some game developer to make a mafia game that is, I was telling you last night, you start out as a Rampa.
Yeah,
you
the start Rampas. Out
as some guy that's not connected, and you got to get yourself known to some made guy.
Dude, that would be a sick game, though.
Brings you in. And it could be any one of these families that you get brought into. And whoever you get introduced to, that social group of people is who you're associated with. And then you meet people throughout the game, and it's way more
you can
immersive.
Switch families and shit. And,
you could. You know what I mean? What there's a beef. Oh, man. You're going to get whacked.
I'm going to the Gambinos.
Yeah, we're going over here. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, you could, that'd be so cool to use AI in a good way.
Oh, dude. I think there is going to be a lot of
because there's going to be politics wise, it's going to be awful. They've already made fake, politics ads and stuff, which is we don't need that.
Well, because
there's going to be fake footage of things that make us hate each other and stuff.
Well, I think some of that politics stuff sucks because I think
that's scary.
That's again the bad side I feel because that's going to create hate
right people. Exactly
it's just creating
but
hate
mafia,
that doesn't
video
need
games
to be there.
Do nothing but create love
it doesn't it's a togetherness
brings us together
it's a family
as long as there aren't children that you can kill
what's Cosa Nostra
yeah La Cosa Nostra
that's like family or some shit
La Cosa
right?
Nostra what does it mean I'm trying to remember I know what it
means. Has to do with the family don't it
it means yeah
I don't know, but it's it's
our
a family.
Thing. I know our thing. It's our thing.
Yeah. See, it's a family now.
Us. It's for us. Not for them. It's for us.
But AI, because and getting back to that other podcast, he was talking about, AI generated movies and stuff.
Yeah, like, right.
Oh, shit, I could see that.
But see, that's where that strike the big happened. Contract. Yeah, so, it was a good contract because that's the problem.
So it was funny listening to that because I'm listening to this podcast from the old episodes, you know, trying to get caught up, kind of thing.
Right.
And so this is a, you know, 2022 mm-hmm. before that, the whole strike. Right.
Right.
And so it's funny that, you know, that's mentioned because they're like, well, no, you'll just pay them a royalty of your face and you'd get money from the movies.
Right.
If they did that. But then, you know, the strike happened right. and they, you know, luckily they didn't.
Yeah.
Because that was sucked.
If you're a studio.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to want mega computers to do it for way cheaper. Well, I mean, they can make everything in there.
Well,
a lot already of movies are way too that way. Like, it does bother me when movies are so green screened. Like,
everything's green screened.
You know, it's like
they weren't in New York.
I still enjoy old school stuff where it's like a real explosion.
Yeah.
And like the face makeup versus just AI stuff. Like, we've talked to death about things that were like a letdown because it's too fakey.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But no, that sucks. But. I don't know. I don't know.
They got a good contract, I think, right? Yeah, well, that's it. That's it for that.
Well, moving on. We're like, AI.
AI
would have kept talking, though.
Yeah, AI would have been like, you should bring up
We should try an AI-generated thing.
We should
do that on a podcast one time.
Let's do a podcast where all we do is whatever AI tells us to talk
about. Yeah.
And then they're like, boring, move on. What was AI's voice like? AI's voice would just sound like whoever wanted to.
It would sound like this.
Can AI take two celebrities and mesh their voices into another person's voice?
If you had to have an accent for your AI, what would it be?
Oh, God. Probably New York.
New York would be good.
But I don't know, man. It could, depending on the circumstances.
You know which one I like, kind of? I like South African.
How is South African?
I don't know.
Is it kind of Australian?
It's kind of, but it just has this cool, like.
Oh, yeah, because like Noah.
There's an actor.
What's his name? Noah. The guy that was Daily Show.
Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah. There we go. Trevor Noah. He's from South Africa, right?
Is he?
I think so.
Maybe. I thought he was from the UK.
No, I think he's from South Africa.
I don't know much about Trevor Noah.
He's talked a little bit about like the politics.
There's this other actor. I can't freaking remember his name, but he's a great actor. He was in District 9.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the ones that started turning into like an alien.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen District 9? Fuck, yeah, that movie's
so
good.
Time ago.
Chappie. He was also in Chappie. He's Chappie's voice. But like, I don't know. That'd be mine.
Yeah.
It'd have to be South African. It sounds cool, man.
South African.
South African. Something like that, right?
Something, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like that. I suck at accents.
That'd be like, yeah, there's so many good
but it's like
out
that.
There.
Yeah. It's not like that.
Yeah.
I like how I'm saying it's like that.
It's like that.
In my mind, it sounds
it's like
great.
That way. It sounds perfect.
Everyone else is like, it sounded shitty.
Yeah, do it again. I got to hear it again.
Is it a South African?
No. I don't know. I don't know if that one.
That wasn't it.
Just keep doing it, though.
South African.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it.
I'll have practice. I'll have one at the end of the podcast.
There you go. That's a good one, though. I'm limited in what voices I can do, so
I think you would pick it up a little here. Italian would be sick.
I like Italiano, you know.
Yeah.
He'd be very sexy.
Dude,
he'd be Italiano.
I watched this show, Griselda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty cool, but there's one of the less episodes they talk about. There's a guy in there that he has like a cool accent and they talk about
his cool accent.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Where's he from?
He's Mexico or Colombia or whatever.
Yeah, Colombia.
Those people are crazy. Drugs. Like,
all of them.
Can you imagine living that lifestyle?
No, man.
It's so scary.
I hate drugs.
When you see these movies, you're like, our shows, and it's about a real person. Like, yeah I know some of it's like a little
right,
extra.
But I mean, no. If you know that story, that lady, she really was like mean.
Well, yeah, she just was like, no, just do it.
Yeah.
But she was, man, yeah. Don't try your own product if you're going to sell drugs.
Look, man.
Don't sell drugs, but.
I saw, it's like, it goes back. I mean, like, you look at Goodfellas, Henry Hill, man. He was tasting his own supply.
Well, they fucking started paranoia, man.
Yeah, man.
Everyone's against me.
Yeah.
It was kind of.
Just don't sell drugs, first of all. First and foremost.
Don't be stupid.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drugs is bad.
That's an old South Park. I don't know if you ever saw that one. Mr. Mackey teaching the kids about drugs. And drugs are bad. Okay.
Oh, I love Mr. Mackey.
Drugs are bad. Okay. Don't do drugs.
He's almost like Dr. Phil.
Huh. I wonder if that's where they got the idea. Well, I know, actually, no. Trey Parker has talked about it. He had a teacher that actually sounded like, okay, like Mr. Mike. Okay. Boys, we're going to learn about social studies. Like, okay. Maybe Dr. Phil was the teacher. What laugh did I just do?
It's a French.
I'm getting too into it today.
Le poisson.
I'm telling you, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling jonesed.
I know, I'm ready. My Niners are playing today. Let's go, Niners.
There you go. Let's go.
I know, we Yeah, they were playing when we went to the dinner that last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So I was preoccupied. There's a couple times I kept watching. A lot of times I got to watch games by myself. I'm like, I don't know. It's funny because Bucket was the same way. Like, well, me, Bucket love football, but like, we both prefer to watch the games alone.
Because you're actually like really watching the game.
Well, yeah, we're watching the game. Yeah. Like, I'm watching. I'm like, I'm not like a, oh, my fucking, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not losing it, but.
Yeah, but I'm like stressing out. Wasn't it
a little frustrating?
Oh, dude, I was stressing out.
You thought it was not looking good for a little while.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me right now?
See, the Seahawks, I just got so used to it. You'd be like, you'd have a huge lead and then. Or you would like die, and then pull it back at the end. It was always kind of seemed to be.
Yeah, they're going
to
be rebuilding.
I know. They let go of, Pete Carroll.
Yeah. I mean, he was a good coach, but I think they're looking to go different direction.
They are, and I get it, but.
I wonder if he's going to retire, if he's going to go somewhere else.
I don't know.
Pete Carroll was pretty.
I don't think it was his fault. The team was in a restructure mode anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But whatever.
I don't know all the politics. Neither do I.
I don't know shit about football, as you guys have heard. I don't know anything about basketball. We were at my son's game yesterday.
Oh.
And like, so they were on offense and he was by the hoop, but the kid guarding him was like in front of him, between him and the hoop. And Blanc and I are both like, get open. And like, after the play, and they're all running back, he comes over to us. He's like, I was supposed to stay in that spot.
Oh,
like he had a point. Like, okay.
Well, they're probably trying to run plays.
He was. I'm like, bro, you don't embarrass me like that shit, man. Like, I'm your dad, bro. I know football.
Yeah, especially depends on his position, too. He might be like a center-ish type.
I don't know.
He's one of the taller kids, I'm guessing.
Black box on the key.
Yeah.
He was supposed to stand on that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking like you're still supposed to kind of get open, right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times he could be setting a screen.
He's setting it up to like, he's just standing there though. He wasn't doing nothing.
Sometimes they had to stand there because they're learning. Right. And someone would set a screen. And so he'd block them.
Yeah.
And so someone else would go around and throw him the ball or something.
Right.
I'd be playing my NBA game.
Maybe he was trying to do that. I need to start because like I'm watching him. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on outside of like.
My buddy Efren is like, he's really into basketball.
Yeah.
He's played basketball his whole life and stuff. Shout out to Efren. And, but he knows a lot. He's coached basketball. So he was teaching me stuff. Like, I've always played basketball.
Yeah.
But I've never played I played organized basketball once for Boys and Girls Club. I was Elliot's age.
Yeah.
Right. Not the most, it's organized, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
You're playing full court, but.
Right. But you're just kind of out there playing. Like, no one's teaching you stuff, right?
Yeah. Our coach was cool, but he was in a wheelchair, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was actually a really cool coach. I cannot remember his name, but I remember he was in a wheelchair. He was like I think he was, he was probably in his 20s, maybe 30s. He was, around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just, what was his name? I'll never remember.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember.
You just remember wheelchair.
Cool coach. Guy. I just remember he was a cool coach.
Nice guy.
Yeah,
guy.
He was a nice guy. But yeah, so I've only done that and then City League basketball.
Okay. Yeah, you've talked
only time, and that's not organized.
Yeah.
But our team was trying to be like,
just tough guys. Tough.
Come
guys
on, guys. Run 3-4-5 screen.
That's what I was supposed to do.
Isolation.
It's like, what? oscillate, so you just start shaking.
My buddy Efren would explain a couple things to me.
Sure.
Like, I'd watch basketball, but I understand stuff, but I've never done it.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, no, so up here, maybe sit right here. This is your zone. Because it'd be like you're running zone. So this is your zone. This little circle here. So
instead of one-to-one, you're just kind of in a zone, seeing who's open.
So if this guy cuts over this way, I can cut over and maybe block him, or I can cut out.
When you get better, you're supposed to actually be able to like decide who am I going to block. Versus right now, the kids are like,
yeah, because you can see someone about to shoot, or you can see if they're good, they'll fake you out.
You can't double team. I know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how
they don't like porn stuff in basketball. That's what it seems.
No DP.
That's what it seems.
They won't let you double team, huh?
No.
Well, I guess it's younger. I don't know how that works.
They can in adults, though.
Double team. Because you don't want one guy. Like, sometimes he starts dominating, you got to double team him and go up. Like, in my game, they'll be triple teaming.
See, I don't fucking know. Yeah. I don't know shit about basketball. I need to learn, though, because I'm like, Elliot's like, he's getting there. Like, last season, he would always face the guy. Okay. Sorry, so I'm popping my head. Last season, he would always face the guy while he was guarding. Then we were talking about, like, you got to know where the ball is, so face the ball while you guard and kind of pay attention to where he's at.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew that much. But yesterday, we were looking, the game, the ball wasn't in really play at the moment, but Elliot looks at the kid he's guarding and does this. The kid's guarding him. And Elliot does this and then runs off. And like, so it's kind of running around the kid, like trying to stand. The kid's like, what is going on? It was really funny. My boy, he's got some moves. He's got the mind game going. Like,
well, he
waved goodbye and then just took off. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
And that was last year?
That was this year. That was yesterday he did that. I was like, man, my boy's got some. He's playing head games out there.
Yeah, that guy's like freaking, like, what is wrong with this kid?
I mean, if Elliot had realized the ball wasn't in play at the moment, he probably wouldn't have done it, but
it's still funny, though.
He's just like, bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I need to get awesome. JJ into something like that. Man. I would love – see, I need – because I love sport. It's funny. I love the sports stuff.
Yeah.
Elliot does the sports stuff. JJ likes fishing and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he likes doing the outdoorsy stuff, I think.
That's cool. We need to take the boys camping soon. Like, not soon now with winter, but
– no, fuck it.
Yeah. Dude, I would winter camp. I'm so wanting to try it out.
Winter camp, yeah,
just
below freezing.
It.
Our kids, yeah, maybe not
with
handle.
The kids, but like,
nope, with them, they need a handle.
They need to learn.
What happened when you get into adulthood? When you was a little hunter, they'd send you out.
That's true.
Go eat a saber tooth. Go hunt and eat a saber tooth.
They throw their babies out in the nest. How rough is that?
That's what we need to do with our kids nowadays.
Like, I mean, just like, hey, there's a 30-foot drop. Good luck.
Like, I think you're ready.
That is tough parenting, man.
Oh, you broke yourself. Sorry.
Shoot.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And they complain about us as parents. Birds are terrible parents.
Birds are horrible parents. I'm watching our dog that gave birth. Not our dog, but our foster dog that gave birth. She got 7 puppies. And man, she's a bad mom sometimes.
She's like, fuck
you. They're all laying there like eating. And she'll just stand up and start running away. She's got babies hanging off her tits, like falling everywhere.
Oh,
like,
she won't let him feed?
Mama, just relax. The little tiny runt is doing really well. It keeps putting weight on. Things are good, but she was kind of drying up for a while because they're bigger, so they're eating a lot more.
Yeah.
So we had to like change up what we were feeding her. But like, she was nervous. We couldn't figure out why. This is the first time we've had puppies at the house this, right? And she kept taking the run. And for a while, she was getting out of like the little area that they were. We didn't have it totally secured because we didn't know we needed to. And Blanca would find the runt 2 times it happened, shoved in between cushions of a couch.
What?
Yeah, she was like nervous and trying to protect it, killing it. She was killing it while she was trying to protect it.
Why was she trying to protect it?
So I think is we deduced, and now that we've been through it a little bit, she was probably drying out in her milk and knew that she had limited resources. So it was trying to get him in a position where in her mind, she could make sure that she could protect him.
Oh, she's very sweet, but
you know how stupid animals are. Like,
well, I'm gonna put you in this crack.
I'll forget about you, and then you're gonna die, or someone's gonna sit on you. I feel like, man, what is she doing? Because she'd keep like nervously like grabbing him in her mouth and trying to run off. And we're like, no, drop him. And we knew that she wasn't trying to hurt him.
She's
just like, you're gonna accidentally hurt him. Like, eventually, something's gonna go bad.
She's like, nah, I just, like,
he's just what she's just needs to get around. And,
it's the runt. He doesn't need to eat.
I know. He's good.
Why
he's
the runt, though?
The runt, because this is the only one she could still pick up.
Oh. Those are
bad, man.
Are they big?
They're cute. And they're fat. Yeah, they're
I have to check them out after this.
They're like, oh, man, they've like tripled in size.
Yeah, they were tiny.
Yeah. I mean, they're still little. Don't get me wrong. Like, they'd fit in my hand.
Are they mixed pups?
Oh, yeah. They're like, one of them's white like mom.
Okay.
And all the other ones are brown or black. Yeah, she got around,
but little hussy.
She was with everybody, but yeah, only one girl.
Oh,
all the
oh,
other ones
right.
are male, which is like that blew our mind. It was like dick, like we kept looking, like because you'd think,
yeah,
because they say I've heard that we start off, all of us are female. That's and then eventually, you know, like at some point you get hit with testosterone or something.
So dad has some strong men there. He has some strong doggy semen.
They were like, no, I want boys.
I had doggy semen the strongest.
Yeah. So, man, you know, one thing weird, I started thinking about Merlin this morning.
Okay. Merlin, the,
you know, Merlin, the wizard.
Merlin from Excalibur.
And it just kind of made,
you know, there's a show.
Yeah. Merlin.
Merlin.
Yeah. When I Googled it, that was all that popped up at first. I had like scroll down to get to the Merlin I was thinking of. Like, I know it's the same Merlin,
but yeah.
So like my thought was like,
no, Uncle Merlin down the road.
Right. Right. Yeah. Merlin, you know.
Yeah.
The Merlin brothers.
What got you thinking movies? About Merlin, by the way?
I don't know. It just like it popped in my head. I was like, I was just getting just ready random. This morning, and all of a sudden it's like Merlin. I think it's like, was I talking to you about Merlin? No, Blanca. I think I was talking to Blanca about like how cool it was that he lived in a tree in that old Disney movie.
Oh yeah,
like,
Merlin was like awesome. A tree house, yeah, right? He was like an Abisko guy.
Like, how many people do you think actually think Merlin was like a historical character?
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I did.
So I was like, you know what I mean? Like, but how many like adult Americans, like not kids, but like adults would be like Merlin and think that Merlin really lived?
Oh, I'm sure there's a like lot.
Quite a few, right?
I feel like I probably thought that as an adult.
So like I was looking up.
Because I never looked up.
If to make sure, because I was pretty sure he came from the story of King Arthur's court and all that.
Yeah, like I thought he was not a real fucking wizard, but there was a person that was.
So like, I don't think he was based on any particular character in real life. I don't think. Yeah. I could be wrong on that. So maybe there was a real Merlin, but.
No, I don't know.
As far as like the magician stuff, he was fictional from, you know, the King Arthur's.
Yeah.
And the Knights of the Round Table and all that. And the funny thing was, though, like, then I started realizing, like, I don't know if King Arthur is a real figure or not.
Is he?
So while I was investigating other people being dumb, I realized I myself am pretty dumb. So I had to Google.
I thought he was. Like,
King Arthur, it's debated. Like, the time frame that he would have existed, there's no evidence he wasn't necessarily real, but there's also no historical evidence to prove he was real.
Yeah, because
most historians don't consider him
real. It's like folklore, the Excalibur and all that.
Yeah, I mean, like, the magical stuff, probably not real.
Yeah.
But, like, the Sword in the Stone, probably not. But as far as a King Arthur that the story originated from, it's possible, but there's no evidence.
How cool.
But man,
Knights of the Round Table, dude. Seriously. When I used to hear about Knights, I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, right.
Like I used to think living back then would have been sick.
Except for when you find out it would have literally been sick, and we would have.
No, yeah, that's
it was gross. Like you die at 12.
Merlin couldn't have helped me then.
Merlin would have been like,
I'd be like, where the fuck is Merlin?
I got a card trick I can do. Blows everybody else's mind. I don't know.
That's why he's
magic. He's just like, he's got one mushroom he can crush up. Like, this probably will make your dick thing go away. I'm magic.
Yeah, I think this is what happened.
Like, oh, didn't work. Eat. Sorry.
It didn't work on the last guy. I think he died. Yeah.
It's got like a 12% chance of working. So, you know, but he was magic.
Yeah.
And I was thinking too about the magic.
Yeah.
That is magic mind. Oh, and if you haven't tried it yet, man, I'm telling you, this magic mind stuff
is so good.
It is delicious, first of all. You can mix it in a drink if you want to.
I feel like it's also like the sugar, like stuff like that. It's like, you know, mindful of all that stuff.
It's very mindful. Actually, they had because they send like a lot of messages out, like emails, not like annoyingly so, but like educationally so. They sent an email out. They were talking about how a lot of other drinks will use some really cool thing that
everyone's
putting in their drinks now. But they actually said, but the research suggests it's habit forming. And they don't want to be habit forming.
No.
So they kept this out. I wish I could remember what it was, but they kept it out. And I was like, that's really cool.
That is
because you don't get a lot of companies that are like, oh, hey, this thing will addict them to our product.
Well, you get a lot of companies do the opposite.
Right. They want you to get addicted. Magic Mind is not like that. They use natural products that are actually proven through science, or at least, you know, science is like supporting the health benefits. Well,
like the matcha.
The matcha. Like you drink tea, you got matcha.
Oh, yeah.
Magic Mind. It also tastes delicious. I don't know about you. I like tea.
Matcha is actually
always delicious.
Matcha is good for men.
Yeah.
I think there's like health involved for men that matcha is actually good for. I think, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's good for that.
Good for
for your nether regions.
So hey, if you want to, you know, if you want to make your lady friend happy, Magic Mind will do it.
So
I was like looking up. They sent out another email, and it was the word I was struggling with last week, and they made me feel good about myself.
The phosphatidies.
And I didn't know what that was.
What is that actually?
Somewhere in there. Whatever it is, it is part. It helps your cell membranes.
Oh, so like rebuild
it is. Or? It's designed to make your brain bulletproof.
Hey,
like it literally. What it does is it coats your cell membranes in a nice protective layer. So if you like King Arthur's knights, you want to be a member of that round table. You got to take some of this Magic Mind and wrap your brain cells in some magic of
some stuff.
That stuff.
I mean, the cool thing is we're kind of sponsored by Magic Mind.
Magic Mind is a sponsor, and we really have enjoyed working with them. Their product is delicious. It's fun. I really
you get enjoy. A sense of clarity.
Yeah, like it's I mean, like the nootropics, right?
Yeah, that has that brain cell stuff, the phosphatidate
from lion's mane mushroom.
How would you say that though?
What's that?
Phosphatidylglycerine.
I got it down.
Oh, it's super small. The guy got to wear his glasses, bro.
The nootropics. Oh, God. I got
the
this.
Phosphatidylglycerine.
I worked so hard on this before the podcast started. Phosphatidylglycerine. 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 Say that three times fast. I don't even know how they knew to put this stuff in there, that word's so hard to say. That's the science behind Magic Mind.
That's awesome.
It is. But, like, truly, it's packed full of vitamins. It's one of those things, you take it, it becomes like, I mean, it's like part of your routine, you know, like you pop out, it's so easy to drink, it tastes great, you can still have your coffee or whatever else you like to drink.
You can add it to your coffee.
Yeah.
If you wanted.
And it's actually, they're like straight up. They're like, you know, the more that you take it on a routine basis, the stronger the effects.
Well, it's like a liquid vitamin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So like you're just giving your body that energy, that strength that it needs to get through the day, to feel.
Vitamin D. We don't always get the sun.
We don't get enough vitamin D.
Well, because, I mean, wintertime, you know, it's cloudy. It's kind of crappy out. Vitamin D helps with your mood.
They say the farther north you get, which if you're like us up in Washington, man, it gets cloudy. It's dark.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. You're breaking rakes in the middle of the day because it's dark and
because
you can't see.
Because you need Magic Mind.
Magic Mind will help you with that.
Yeah. It does kind of just make you feel like, you know, good. You feel good.
And I'll say scientifically proven to help reduce the amount of broken rakes in your house.
It would be.
Because in my house, that's probably would be the truth.
If I was on Magic Mind, I'd still have my shovel.
Back then, I did not know about Magic Mind, but now I do.
I mean, the cool thing I think I like, though, is, like, I know you can add it to stuff, but I think just by itself,
it's
actually really good. It's a good juice.
I will not lie.
I don't want to say it's juice, but it like has like a good flavor to it.
So what we have comes in this little bottle here.
Yeah.
And when I first saw it, I'm like, I don't know how good this is going to be because it looked very earthy.
It does look very
earthy.
Which
is a great look in the sense of like, ooh, I want to feel healthy. But often that earthy stuff has that dirt flavor, you know?
Mm-hmm,
it just tastes like somebody went out and scooped up a bunch of dead leaves and dog poop and put it in a bottle.
Oh, dude, I've had some kombucha stuff
very earthy. I'm not knocking that kombucha.
No. Some of it's good.
But if you think Magic Mind is going to be like that, you're in for a kick in the mouth of deliciousness because it tastes like you won't believe that it's so good for you because of how nice it tastes.
Yeah. Like we have another bottle that I'm going to give my wife and she's going to, I know she'll like it.
She'll love it.
Like just drinking when we had it, I was like, oh, she'll love this.
100% of the people that have tried Magic Mind in our house have loved Magic Mind.
It's true, though.
It's a 100% success rate. And let me tell you, the mental clarity you're going to get. If you're having a hard time following through on those New Year's resolutions, pop in a Magic Mind. Yeah. Keep going with it. If you're feeling down, you need to be brought up like us fine folks over here, feeling good. Take a Magic Mind.
We're feeling up.
We're feeling upbeat. Life is going okay. If you want your life okay too, take a Magic Mind. All joking aside, Magic Mind, you know, you're putting good stuff in your body.
You are.
And you can feel good about that. You want to protect those brain cells. I just heard recently in a movie, you don't get those back.
Well, it's good because it has the turmeric and the asagawa.
Yeah.
Asagawa? I don't even know. But it's like good for like stress.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. Like I've said, like I drink a lot of tea. And so I have a lot of tea that has the matcha, the turmeric and the asagawa.
Right.
But it's a good stress.
Tea is great for the warmth. You know, the flavor.
It is.
I
have to have it at night because it's like too hot. Like,
and it's just, you know, teas have a tea flavor. Like, yeah. It's not bad, but it's not like, I mean, I don't think people go out. Like, have you ever had a cold tea? Gross.
You have this in your fridge.
You reach for that.
Just take a quick little, because it's little shots.
It's little. Yeah. It's so like
it's not something you're going to drink all day.
It's like a daily
vitamin. Think of it
like a little medicine, an investment in yourself. You take you take it, and over time, you're going to build up the strength in your own body to become the person that you want to be. You're going to take charge of your life with the help of Magic Mind and the beauty of you, yourself. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do in our lives. You can already see, even before Magic Mind, we were trying to make ourselves
better.
We were trying to improve where we could.
Mental health,
you know, we've had some slides here. We've had you know, we've made gains and we've had fallbacks, but man, you just stay on that course. You just get yourself realigned with where you want to be.
Yeah.
And with you and Magic Mind, anything is possible. And if you are interested, we have a discount code for you.
Yeah,
Just Blended 20 will get you 20% off of your purchase anytime you want. And for a limited time, Magic Mind is offering a January special. So I really hope to get this thing posted before the end of January. If not,
we'll enjoy the discount code.
But I think the discount code alone.
Use the discount code, you know, even if it's not January.
Anytime you want.
It could copy over where it could be that.
Just Blended 20, any order you get is 20% off. Yep. Make sure that you put at the end of your purchase when you're going to pay. Give that discount code Just Blended 20 for 20% off.
And if you do the 3 month subscription, it'll give you a free month
in the month of January. So
you'll get 1 month free of the two.
Right. It's like a 75% discount make it that way. So Magic Mind,
it's an investment in you.
It's an investment in you and your really future, the person that you want to be. You want to feel good. You want to give yourself the energy that you need, the vitamins you need. You want that mental clarity. You ever get that time at the end of a workday where you just feel like worn out? You can't think straight. You're like trying to message people and you're like, I sound stupid because the words just won't come out.
Oh, that's me all the time.
Man.
Well, I think the cool thing about it is it is good for it's stress, you know.
Yeah,
it's trying to help you just kind of like.
And as we know from the data, America is a stressed out place.
We sound like a bunch of snake oil hippies over here, but no, like having like I said, like drinking tea for me has been just like this, where it's just kind of like, I don't know, you just feel stressed out, and so you drink that, kind of just calms you,
right?
So. Reach for Magic Mind.
So instead of going for 80 different types of tea, just go for one Magic Mind. Get everything that you need
in one convenient
little bottle. And it also tastes really good.
I could probably kill a bottle like a freaking 20-ouncer.
Right.
I'd probably kill that.
I know. It'd be so good. 22-ounce, like a 2-liter.
Just a 40-ounce of Magic Mind,
man.
In a
240s of Magic Mind. Just glass monkey it.
I'd have it in paper sacks. Take my hands off,
bro.
I'd have them in the paper sack. The duct tape.
It'd be the opposite, though.
What was that from the 40s? Where you had a,
I don't.
Was that an old school?
Maybe. Will Ferrell? Probably was.
I don't know.
Yeah. And he wakes up with them still taped.
Frank the Tank.
Hands. Frank the Tank on Magic Mind. Man, you'd be out thinking everybody if you did two.
I could use those before meetings.
Yeah, seriously. I know. I need them like midday. I probably should actually take these instead of in the morning. I should just drink my coffee in the morning and then do these in midday, because there are times I'm messaging parents at the end of the day real quick. And I know my brain's just not firing the same as it does in the morning.
Dude. That's so me with the
maybe
emailing.
A little bit of this midday would like pop my brain cells into top gear.
Yeah, that's me with emails sometimes.
Yeah.
Or even like I said, like even on the phone. Sometimes I just like tumble over my words, kind of the way I talk here. Sometimes I stumble over my words, or I pause, or I whatever.
Yeah.
But
we all do. We all do at times.
This will help. This will help for sure.
Anyway, we've actually used Magic Mind I can't tell you how good it tastes. Like, that to me was the most mind blowing. Cause like, I, you know, a lot of this stuff, I knew that these things inside of it were good for you. Mm-hmm. I just was not anticipating that taste. Like, I first saw it, and I'm like, oh man, this might be hard.
Yeah.
It's got that earthy look. So I'm like, it's good for you because it looks like it. Then you taste it, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
How'd they make this happen? It's like literal magic inside of Magic Mike.
yeah.
Oh, Merlin shit. Approved.
Merlin approved. I did think Merlin was a real person at one point.
I tell you, wouldn't it be cool if he were?
Yeah, dude. Was the Knights of the Round Table?
Yeah.
They were real, right? Were they or no?
I think it's questionable.
They're like the fucking Justice League to me.
I was going to say, or like, they're like the captains, you know? Like,
how sick is it, though, to think about?
King Arthur's like John Gotti.
Do they have, I know they, no, they've made a King Arthur like type movie. I want one that's like, I don't know.
Man.
Not so corny.
I need a magic mind to clear out my throat right
now. Right?
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm dying over here. My throat got all dried up.
Hey, so I heard about this thing called parasocial relationships.
Yeah, you said that last night. And I was like, what?
And I couldn't, because I've been neglecting my notes, but I've been bringing them back when I think of something.
Yeah, that's good. This guy takes notes.
So when I'm driving, going to Spokane, like I was in Spokane this week and stuff, I'll hear something. I'll like
jot it down.
As I'm driving, I'll get my phone and I'll start putting that down, you know, because it's, you know, safe, easy.
Yeah.
You know, I do that though.
You'll pull over
on the side of the road.
Turn off your engine. It's in park.
Yeah, yeah. Keep my seatbelt on a whole nine.
Good. I hope so.
Yeah. Hazards, everything.
Yes.
And then I write these notes down.
Yes.
So I had one called parasocial relationships, and I heard it on a podcast, and
okay.
And I had no idea what it was, but it's basically when it's a one-sided relationship.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what I was saying. Like, it's like you had said, it's like the way you feel, like people feel about celebrities. They feel like there's like,
I'm connected to you. You're so significant in my life, but you have no clue I even exist.
Yeah. So when you meet your like person, you're like, and they become, they're like kind of a dick.
Yeah.
God. Cause you build them up in your head as like this.
So you approach them like there's already a relationship there.
Yeah. Cause
in your mind there is.
Hey, fucking, Tom, how you doing?
Yeah.
Like, nah.
Tom Parham. Like, hey, you dick.
You talk to me. I'm a celebrity. You go by first. Don't
talk to
me
with that condescension.
Yeah.
Right.
Tom Hardy. Hey. Instead of, you know, you just call him Tom.
Right.
Hey, what's up, Tom? How you been, man? It's been a long time. But would you talk to a celebrity that way? Or would you say Tom Hardy?
No, I'd use their full fucking name, bro. I met
Tom. I met Allegris Hardy.
The real I don't know Coach middle name. Carter. The real one at Eastern. And like, I was like, I don't care about celebrities.
Wait. He went to Eastern to like talk or what?
He was a student there. No, just kidding. They bring speakers in. Yeah. And my brother was super into the movie Coach Carter.
Good movie.
I didn't care. I'm not a big sports guy. So I didn't watch a lot, but I watched it once. I was like, that's cool. So he came and like, he was giving kids money. He's like, Who wants like a $20 bill? He's just bawling everywhere. They're like, it's like me. And he's like, come on down. He's like, you would have raised your hand. You would have gotten $20. You got to put yourself out there. It was cool. And
that's kind of cool.
I'm like watching him and I'm like, man, that's neat. And then we go down to meet him. We like shake hands. Like, I was giddy. I was like, man, this is crazy. You're like the guy from the movie. He's like, yeah. And like, my brother just like loves that movie. He's like, well, get him on the phone. I'm like shaking, like call my brother. Like, oh,
no, man, for real.
I'm standing by Coach Carter. I hand him the phone. He talked to my brother. He was like the coolest guy.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously.
That's a sick ass story.
No joke. Met Ron Jeremy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he have a big dick?
Yeah. Well, he sucked his dick. It was no.
It wasn't like it used to.
No, it was it was interesting. Definitely interesting. I was like,
where'd you meet him at?
At Eastern. He was also a student there. No, he came to talk.
Sex ed.
He came to talk. Yeah, he was a sex one of those sex professors.
He's a interesting looking guy.
But he talked a lot about like the industry and about like rights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting talk, but like I was a freshman in college. So it was like, you know, my world was just exploding around me. It's like, I'm going to hear everyone's side of every perspective and take it all in.
That's kind of cool.
The Christian kids are walking around like, this is evil. And I was like, well, I'm going to listen anyway. And we went in and we listened. And my buddy Levi, you know, he was a real porn connoisseur.
This is my idol.
But like, I mean, like, it was like one of those things where you're like, I got to get a signature for my buddy. It's like, I got his signature. And then I was like, can I have it for my buddy? Like, it's his birthday. And I'm thinking he might be like, oh, like, to Levi, happy birthday, homie. He's like, Ron Jeremy gave it to me. And like, okay, like, you think you're gonna have this moment where like, oh, who's your buddy? Like, blah blah blah. Every time you meet a celebrity, you think they're gonna like somehow magically like you.
Is it crazy that a porn star can be a celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, right? It is.
I mean, like
I don't even know, when he was big, to be honest. He's always been big. Apparently,
never mind. You know, he has a master's degree in child education, and he's like a master teacher.
How was as a speaker?
He's good. Like, he kind of refuted the idea that the porn industry is like degrading to women. He talked about, which, I mean, hey, I don't know. Like, but he was talking about how like really women are given the most rights in the industry. Like, they choose who they perform with. They choose
I've heard a lot
of the aspects of like what they're willing to do and all that. And men, not so much. You just kind of get gigs and they tell you where to go and you have to go and do it. But,
well, because it's usually the girls that are the face of the...
Well, and I mean, like, yeah, let's face it. The girls are the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Most. But, you know, it was an interesting take that he had on it, because he was kind of doing the counter to it's a bad thing. He was just kind of talking about like it's a, you know, whatever. So
that's interesting. You
know, I wish I could remember everything that he said. I don't remember a lot of it, but
he recorded it.
I was like, I was just in there masturbating the whole time. Like, no, I did not do that.
Dude, sign my dick.
Well, yeah, can you sign it, please? It's a little smaller, but I think you can get a signature on there.
You got this.
Yeah, but like, no.
That's kind of cool. I don't think I've met a... God damn. Yeah. I've met celebrities because I've like gone to Comic-Con.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You meet him there in that context.
Like, you know, like I took a picture with them.
Yeah. Ron Jeremy, I wasn't as stoked for as Coach Carter.
The Coach Carter story, though, that's like the story you want to hear about.
He built you up. Like, he pumped you up. He might have even given like a $100 bill to somebody in that.
Who wants $100? Me. Who wants their school tuition paid off? Me. Work really hard and you will get it.
You will get it. The government will give it back to you. If you go into a
everyone's like me.
Yeah. Who wants to check under your chair? There's nothing, but there could be if you work hard.
You write what you want to make in life. Write and it that's down. What you will get.
Burn that paper and it will come to fruition.
Do you believe in that shit?
I think if you
like burning a paper and like putting
no, it out I don't there think in the world. Magically it's going to, but I think if you have the mindset of putting it out in the world and you're actually like, look at us. Like, I think this podcast is great for it. Like, it was hard to do to put ourselves out there. And we're at the point now where like
we need to put it look, ourselves
like,
out there.
Magic Mind is working with us. Like, we have people that we've never met, a company that reach wants out. To work with us. To yeah, like, you know, and, collaborate.
And who knows, they see something in us that we don't
we've
see.
We've met so oh, we see it. We see it every day. Yeah, we're amazing gents, but
we are.
We're so it's amazing. Just one of those things where it's like, you know, you put yourself out there and it changes the way the interactions go. It changes the, like, if we went into a job interview and talked about how we did a podcast with this and that and the other thing, and we had, like, we worked with a company and we're like,
that's actually a cool like, thing to put on a resume.
How many people would be like, wow, like that shows like that you've got
drive,
that and like ambition, in other words,
other big like, words that I can think of.
Guys are like, yeah, I want that guy. But if you're just like sitting at home, just burning a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like putting the action behind it. Like, yeah, you get the idea out there, but then your body follows.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's having that, that like you said the drive, but I can't think of the word right now,
right?
But it's having that discipline,
the discipline
to follow through with,
and
what
you got to kind of put yourself in that that's position where it's like kind of too late to back out, you know?
Yeah, because like a lot of times commitment. Discipline building within yourself is the hardest thing to do, right?
Right, absolutely.
So sometimes you got to like put yourself in those uncomfortable spots because that's, you know,
to help you grow,
or if you're like trying to do stuff, just discipline yourself not to do something, because that's going to be the hardest thing to do, is stopping yourself from doing. Not nothing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's easy to not do anything because that's what you're used to.
Well, what's
doing.
The energy, right? The,
you know what I mean?
What is it for the physics, right? The laws of physics.
Yeah.
One of the basic ones is momentum. Mm-hmm. What is momentum? Well, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. Are you going to be in motion or are you going to be at rest?
Yeah.
Of your object has to rest sometime.
We're not saying that physically you're moving, but like, things are
how's
moving.
Your life moving?
Yeah.
You know, are you progressing in your life? Are you changing things? Are you getting yourself out there? Or are you just in your, you know, whatever, your spot. And I've been there where you're just stuck. Mm-hmm. You're just not, your momentum is not moving. And it's hard place.
I think that's the thing, getting back to waiting for that other shoe to drop. It's that feeling to you feel like you're going to stop moving.
Because sometimes it's inside. Life can be rolling. And all of a sudden you kind of hit that spot where it's like, man, I don't know. I'm just not clicking in my head. I'm not in the right space.
Yeah.
I'm not doing, something's not clicking right.
I do have a question week that kind of rolls into this, though.
But that pseudo thing, that pseudo relationship thing, that's fascinating because you think
it was. I've never heard of that. I just wanted to bring that up because I've never heard of that. And
but it makes so much sense.
Do you have like a celebrity that you just so emotionally invested in?
I was so into The Sopranos when I first went to college, like so into it, obsessed with it. I had a dream that I met James Gandolfini as Tony Sopranos. Sopranos, there's more than one of them.
Yeah, it was two. He got a sandwich.
He was raking in the backyard behind my parents' house.
Broke his rake.
And he broke that rake. I was out in the backyard and it was like he was Tony Soprano. So I go over to the fence like, oh, hey, Tone. And he was mad at me about something. And he like reamed me.
I gotta
like how Tony would to a young person. Yeah. Like I wasn't a cool guy that he was friends with. I was just like that stupid little punk that he was pissed at. Mm-hmm. And he reamed me and like basically sent me away. Like, ah, shit, that's my dream.
I hate Tony. Like,
no, I still loved him. I walked away with more respect. He put me in my place.
You're like, I love it.
Like I fucked something up. I don't know what I fucked up, but he was very angry. But it was like that father disappointment. He was like, he wanted me to do better next time. I could feel it. There was like
there was a belief love
behind that anger. I was like Christopher, like he's like, you're supposed to be better than this.
Yeah. So Tom woke up motivated to keep driving his life forward.
I did. I woke up with a spark under my ass. I was like, I'm gonna do things today. I'm gonna
run the world.
If I had Magic Mind back in college, man, I'd be like a CEO of a Fortune 500 today.
Seriously.
Man, but I didn't.
I know. If I would have had that Magic Mind instead of alcohol, fuck. Instead of that crack mine, maybe that crack mine
feels good for a minute, not for much longer.
Nah, yeah, magic mine would have felt way better.
Man, imagine my tastes good too.
Crack mine tastes good.
I would imagine crack does not taste very good.
No, actually, I've heard crack actually tastes very good. It's a sweetness to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're not promoting it.
I hear like there's a sweetness to it.
Could be smoking it.
Like it has a flavor.
It's cocaine and
after a while, I do feel like. After the first hit, it's like
that stale crack, though.
I don't know. This 45-year-old crack,
man.
No, so
you said you had a question.
Kind of. I guess the question of the week. What is a midlife crisis? What would you? How do you view a midlife crisis?
Like, what are events that are a midlife crisis? Yeah.
What is your typical take when you hear someone has a midlife crisis? What is a midlife crisis to you?
They do something really big. That's probably a stupid decision.
Yeah.
Like they do something that's like totally for nonsense, not for a practical reason, right?
Yeah. You like, buy a new house or new boat.
Yeah. Or like, you buy a big boat or you buy like a super fast car, something like not typical of you.
Yeah.
Because you're so needing a change and to remind yourself, hey, I'm still alive.
See, and I think that's the a cool thing is the positive side of like, it's not really a crisis.
Yeah.
It's like a change in your life.
Right. It could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, A little while ago.
I heard someone talk about it kind of like that when I was like, you know what? That's a pretty good take. Like,
is it just a moment in your life where you have the financial stability to be able to do that type of thing?
I think so. Just and it's like, you know stupid? What?
Like maybe your kids are kind of out of the house.
And yeah. I think there's aspects in a midlife crisis that we don't see. You always hear about like, he went out and bought this.
Why do we call it a crisis?
I don't know. I don't know why they call it a crisis. Well,
is it because mentally you're not in a good place? Like, what if you are?
What if you're in a good place and you doing that is just like, you know what? I deserve this.
Trade in the old wife for a new one. Like, what if that's
maybe the bad side. Maybe she was
just kidding.
Maybe she was naggy and he's just like, you know what?
I think a new wife will be different.
But I think there is a positive way to look at a midlife crisis. Like sometimes it's not a bad thing. Like, maybe don't be stupid and just buy, but
don't blow your money.
If you're like, you know what, I kind of deserve this. I know I have the funds to do this. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that,
right?
No, yeah. So that's
But if it's like an unwise decision, like I'm going to take that nest egg I built up for my retirement and blow it all on black, you know,
and like, coke
and coke and strippers. Like that might be a moment where you're like, well, that was probably a midlife crisis because that resulted in some really bad
I feel like it's stuff. More than a crisis.
What if you hit on black though and you doubled your nest egg?
Well, then you go hit on black one more time.
I don't know, man. You just got to keep hitting black. Obviously, that's the lucky one, right?
Yeah, like, you got to keep going.
Like, that's the rule with casinos. If you're hitting, don't stop.
I'm so disciplined in that sense with gambling that I would.
I could not.
As soon as I – say I did get that hair up my butt to do that.
Yeah.
I would actually
– stop if you
– I would stop. Yeah. As soon as I doubled, did I just make $100? Oh, right. Done.
No, I'm done. That's it. I'm walking
I put
out.
In 20 bucks and I just I made 300
too
bucks.
Much like I'm getting done. Played with, you know, like they know I'm going to lose. Yeah. So you know like what? If I win anything, I win a penny, I'm up, I'm out.
Well, what do you think they do? You know, like they feed you a little bit, like give you that little taste of like, look at this.
I don't know.
You just got $75.
My experience has pretty much been like, I'm a low baller. Like I played the penny slots and stuff. My experience has been, I'm going to bet $20 today. Big roller, I go in. They make you do like $1, right, on those things. It's not a penny you're betting every time. It's like whatever the minimum bet is. So yeah, it's more than the penny, but they call it a penny slot. And it's like, I'm done. Then I just walk away. I'm like, that money I paid.
Wait, so I do $20 when I've gone?
Yeah. I'm like, I agree to play. But no, I've had less times where they let you play a little bit than just getting totally fucked. Like,
yeah.
You walk in, they take your money. It's like, I might as well just go to like a paper shredder and just put the bill into it.
So I went, where I work, we're really close to a casino because it's in a reservation. Uh-huh. So,
Real
casino.
Pretty good sized casino.
Yeah, Top Inch has a big, big casino. Like you get Legends, stars that go right? Legends Casino. And it's really nice. It's crazy. It's crazy. This town's small as hell. And it's not the like nicest town, like some of the stuff.
Sure.
They're actually trying to build it to be nice.
There's cute elements to it.
Yeah, but then you go by and it's this huge freaking casino. But I went there because it's a half a minute from my work.
Yeah.
And so me and a couple techs went there to eat burgers and stuff. And so we gambled. And I won off of a $2. I played about $2.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up to about 20 bucks, or was it 24? Bucks or something like that, $25. Something. Yeah. I hit and I won. I was like, I'm done.
Nice.
Right there. I said, I'm done.
You turned $2 into $25.
Something like that. What's the percentage on that? That's high.
That's like you're pretty much like a house. Wall Street executive.
Yeah. At
that
exactly.
level. Yeah. That's how I mean, like you're just like, man. You walked out like a shark, a whale, or whatever. Is that what they call them? A whale?
What do you guys want? What do you guys want?
They shut down the airplane. Like, come on back. Like, here's some chips for you.
I got VIP.
Did you ever see Casino?
Yeah.
There was a whale from Japan that was like actually, he like beat out the casino. He like busted it out. They didn't have the money to like pay what he won.
Yeah.
So they shut it. Like they made the engine trouble. So his plane couldn't take off and they brought him back to the casino so he'd keep playing. And he lost it all.
Great. That's crazy, huh?
Nuts, man.
I don't know.
And I'm sure that was 100% real.
Well, no, Casino is based on...
It's based on a true story. Yeah.
I could believe that, though.
Joe Pesci.
You got to make sure you dig the hole before you take the guy out there.
That's the one where he stabs the dude in the pen, right?
Oh, yeah. Was it a pen?
It was a pen or
a pencil? Yeah, it was a pen.
It was original John Wick.
It was a pen. It was. Joe Pesci was John Wick. Oh, that one scene, too, where the financial guy's like, yeah, I want my money back. He's like, it was an investment. Like, it came with risk. He's like, let me tell you what I'm going to do. You're going to give me my money, or I'm going to bust your fucking head open. And about the time you're coming out of your coma, I'll be coming out of jail, and I'll bust your fucking head open again.
It was great.
It's like, man, I would never
Joe Pesci scares
like
me.
Joe Pesci, just because he is an element of, like, crazy to him.
I feel like he's really that way.
But I tell you, the coolest thing ever on Home Alone.
You met Joe Pesci.
I met Joe Pesci. No.
What was it?
I got a pseudo relationship with Joe Pesci. I feel like you'd kill me over that comment. Like Joe Pesci.
Oh, you're a funny guy. You funny guy, huh?
Yeah, well,
you
think you're a clown? Funny guy, huh? You think I'm a clown? You think I'm a joke, huh?
He would when he was working on Home Alone. He had in his contract he wouldn't come in before 11 o'clock, so he'd go golf every morning. I might have mentioned that already, like recently on the podcast. But I'm so enthralled by that idea that I just have to keep bringing it up.
Yeah, because he would use little clubs.
You're going to get whacked. He's a very big guy.
Yeah, he is.
Now, Joe Pesci's cool.
I can't say shit. He's
so cool.
Joe Pesci? Oh, I love
Joe Pesci. Robert De Niro. Like, I mean, there's
Ray Liotta. Those people.
Ray Liotta. Just... Poor late Ray Liotta. Like, he passed.
There was that generation of movies where it was like they had some good gangster
mob
flicks.
Guys. Yeah,
oh, like, dude, man. That's who you associate those mob movies
and with. I just miss, like, I'm so desperate for, and I think a lot of us out there in the mafia gaming community feel this way. I want like a Sopranos era mafia game where it's like
a good one,
like, because Mafia, I think, is coming out with a new game and I'm really excited for that. But it sounds like they're going to go even older. Like, they're going to go pre first game, like Sicily, which I think could be really cool.
Okay.
But I also just like,
I want to tell them about the 20s and 50, like, you know, somewhere around there.
So like the first Mafia game was the 20s. That was pretty cool. And then the second one was like the 50s.
Yeah, somewhere around
there.
And
then the third one was like the 60s.
I want the high times.
The gameplay was tough. I couldn't get as into it. The story was really good. And a lot of what they tried to do with it was really good. I just kind of feel like it was like they tried too much at once. Yeah. And so like the game overall probably wasn't as strong as it could have been. So I'm kind of excited to see what that does. But I'm like, I just want like early 2000s.
Yeah,
that kind of time with like what you'd expect to see. The Sopranos. I just want the Sopranos to make a game that's not trash.
Exactly.
Sopranos, look up some videos of Sopranos, like Respect the Money or whatever that game is. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny to watch.
It was a terrible game.
I bought it. Of course I bought it. I mean, of course.
Do you
I
still have it?
No, it was a PS2 game.
God, how sick
so
would
I
that
bought
have
it
been?
On PS2, and like at the time, I was like blown away by the faces when I first saw it, because it's like you got the characters in there. Like Tony comes out, and like lights a cigar, and it's like the paint, like, you know, in the paint
it's
program.
It's all 8 pixels.
It's like the pixelated puffy circles of spray paint smoke.
Yeah, you can see the squares. That.
And yeah, right. And he's like, you know, he's talking. It's Tony's voice. But like the whole storyline, like the one guy does this, or gal, I guess, I forget if it was a guy or a gal, but anyway, like they're over in Ireland, they're doing like this whole rundown of the whole thing. And like, they're like, why are we fighting again? Like everybody, like there's one where you got to get a sandwich for these guys. And like, you have to go to like the same people over and over again to get their sandwich order. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
It should have been open world. You should have been Tony Soprano. You weren't. You're some idiot that's not even.
I can see
show.
Him doing like an open world style, kind of like, I guess, GTA in a sense.
It'd be GTA.
But like you have these little missions that you have to do.
But you got like your family thing. Like that's like Michael DeSanta in 5 was kind of a Tony in the sense that you did kind of have these side family missions.
Would a Mafia game be cool if you had to be you were the head, so you had to run everything?
So this is what I'm saying is like if you had an AI game where you had to get into a Mafia family and then you had to kind of like do things to elevate yourself to captain level. And then maybe it's like if you play it right, you get to be boss level.
You can like make a hit.
You're actually doing sit downs. You're part of the commission. Like your day looks different based on your position. Like if you're a captain, maybe you're not out on the street busting heads so much. Maybe you're dealing with little snivelly guys having fights and you're telling them what their percentage is going to be.
Your crew's being stupid.
And like you screw a guy over, AI says like this guy's going to try to whack you. Maybe you figure it out. Maybe you don't.
And you die of dysentery.
And you die of dysentery. You get shot trying to hunt a buffalo.
Like, whoa, what just happened?
Like,
AI switched up on me.
Pulls up Oregon Trail. Like random. You were shot by a snake bite. What? What just happened?
Yeah.
No.
That'd be sick though.
Man. So, Mike, shout out to you. One of these days, I'm going to record a little like
disclaimer.
You were talking to me that disclaimer. I'm going to make a fun disclaimer. I'm going to pop.
No effects. Effects
matter. We're going to be great for you and your life, and you're going to change a little. I don't know. I'm going to make it great. It's going to happen.
You're going to sound like.
Yeah, I want to thank Mike. Mike's been listening since the beginning. I didn't know if he was still listening or not.
That's a day one. Love you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike has been with us.
We need to have Mike on here again.
I would love to have Mike on. Mike is a great guy, stand-up guy, great teacher.
Good dad.
Wonderful person. Always involved, always doing what he can for the community around him. People like that. That's what we need.
People
like that to stand up for their community, do the right thing. We've got
fellow Niner fan.
Our numbers, you know, like we see the number of people that are like are always listening. It's like kind of like a consistent number. So we know that there are people out there that listen every week. Thank you very much. If you're just tuning in for first time, hey, try some Magic Mind and keep popping in for a listen. We love to have you. My cousin Brian, I was going to talk to him. We were going to have him on again.
Yeah, we were supposed to have him on more.
I don't know what happened. We have not talked. I got to call Brian.
See, what we're going to be doing is we're going to elevate us where we're going to try to get a little more out there.
We're gonna talk to more people.
I think Magic Minds helped us where we think always known we've had something, but this kind of like solidifies that.
Yeah, this is like us. This is for where we're at. Like, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened.
It is,
you know, like to say that we have a sponsor, to be, you know, have like an audience, people that like to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something we do kind of for fun, but
yeah, for sure,
we enjoy it. It means something to us, and we're glad.
I look forward to doing this every week.
I do too.
To be honest,
this is like free. Well, not free because we bought a lot of equipment for it. This is like very expensive therapy that you only paid for once.
Yeah.
But you get to do over and over.
And over and over.
This is an investment in ourselves. And I hope that you find things to invest in yourself in.
So that, reach for Magic Mind. Help
of Magic Mind, you can do anything. Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, guys.
I don't know, man.
That's it. That's all we got.
That's it. That's the this end. Week.
And Tom, now play the music.
Love you. Peace. That's it.
Peace, love, and happiness, homies.
Everything. No, all right, I'm going to play music. All right, guys. Peace out.
Laters, gators. Let's go, Niners. Putting that out in the world.
I like that. That was a good.